Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, you are in the meeting now. There are 15 participants in the meeting.
Okay, great. Vanessa, I see you're on.
Hi, I'm on.
And Sarah, awesome. And Maria, you're on as well?
Yes, good morning. Maria.
Good morning. Okay, amazing. Great. Thank you, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulty that I had before. In today's meeting, we're graced to have Avi with us on the call. Last week we had Abe. This week we have Avi. Avi, before I begin, do you have anything you want to add, start off with, share, or no?
No, you start off and I'll jump in at some point in the middle.
Amazing. Very good. Okay, so the past two times that we met, we spoke about a few topics. Just to go over them very, very briefly. First, let's look at every referral as if it's a start of care. Jumping on authorizations right away. Marketing to give over all the information and as much as possible to obtain multiple numbers. Working on transfers within the team. So last week we went around the room and everyone stated something that they were going to work on for this week. So I hope you all have it written down. But if not, you can check the email that I sent or you could ask me and I'll tell you what you said that you were going to work on. And I want to hear how it went for you. Tanya, I know you were not here last week. So
no.
Just bear with us. It was basically went around the room. Everyone had a chance to take one or two or three items that we spoke about in the previous meeting and to try to implement it a little bit more and focus on it. So
No problem.
That's that. So I guess we'll start with marketing first and then we'll go to intake. I don't want to pick on anyone. So if anyone wants to jump in, let me know what your thing was. If you need me to tell you, I'll tell you. And I want to hear how it went.
Hello.
Okay.
I will start. This is Sarah. So last week I was going to work on pushing to get the start. So I have transfers with Dina and more follow up on cases. I've kind of transitioned to focus more on staffing at this point. So, I mean, I guess that all applies, but and Dina had been off, so transferring calls and stuff, everything's kind of been on pause, but I'm still working.
True. Okay, Sarah, that's true. For the ones that you do get, though, try to focus on those things, you know, if any of the backup calls come to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Stella, let's go to my real friend, Stella Shandelchaya.
Sure.
Stella, let's start with you.
Okay, so I also was focusing on soft transfers, but I actually didn't have anyone that was applicable. Like none of these were like that I could have transferred, but I did try to gather the most information and just take them the furthest that I could. Like do authorizations, just making sure that everything is set up the most I can.
Awesome. Do you know like roughly how many auths you requested with the members on the phone? 1, 2, 5, 10?
It's probably 2, not more than that.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Shandel?
Yeah, hi. So I was also trying the same, the soft transfer. I actually had one transfer, but I think Dina wasn't available.
Okay.
But I also tried following up on my referrals. So it should be an actual start.
Do you recall being able to bring any of them from that referral follow up list to start? Or towards actual moving along?
Yeah. I don't think it was the actual start yet.
Okay. Very good. Chaya?
Yeah, so I like the getting off right away. I got one already. And 2 of them, I left a voicemail for the service coordinator. And I think that helps getting the start faster.
Amazing. See, which do you remember the name of the patient who the auth came in for?
No, I can look it up for you if you want.
Okay, look it up and then just Slack to me, please.
Sure. No problem.
Amazing. Okay, Jasmine?
She's having issues. No, she's having issues with her phone.
Okay. Fine. She's sitting next to you?
Yes.
Could she whisper in your ear what it was, and then you'll repeat it for her to us?
Hold on, I'm gonna take off my AirPod. Oh wait, here.
The speaker.
Off the computer.
How do you? I can't unmute this. This though. You hear the?
Hey, Jasmine, I don't hear you. Okay, let's go to Maria. Then we'll go to Monica. She's out today. And then we'll go to Erica. Maria, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Maria's on. I tried to call more leads before the end of the day. I requested more authorization. I call. More communication with the case manager all the time. Basically, more follow-ups.
Okay, good. I like that. So how did you find jumping on those the new leads before the end of the day? Did you find that it helped?
Everything helped, yeah. Good.
Okay.
Very good.
Very
even
good. Okay,
when,
good.
This stuff from marketing, when they requested authorization, so I reach out. It's very helpful as well.
Okay, very good. Vanessa, I'm sorry I skipped you.
Hi, everyone. So I was working on just getting more information on the patients, which I have been doing. And for the warm transfers, I tried to transfer a couple of times, but I wasn't able to. So I just informed, you know, for intake to give a call back as soon as they can.
Got it. And I saw those cases last week. Dina was out. So you probably were transferring them over to Erica, right?
Well, no, I'm not family first. I'm Eagle.
You're right, Eagle. Okay, so to Maria. So what was the holdup? Was it that she was on the other line? Was the patient not interested in waiting?
Just when I would try to, like, call, she, you know, she could have been on another line or, you know, I would just call and it wouldn't, you know, I'll just get the voicemail. Also
got
for
it.
Georgia, too.
Right, right. I saw some of those also tagging, Tahila in those referrals. I see she was able to jump on them pretty quickly. I mean, she's on the email, so that's good. Okay, very good. Thank you. Erica?
Hello. So I was supposed to follow up with every new patient before the end of the day and push for offs all day. So that's what I've been doing. I actually received an off today after requesting the same day it came in on Friday.
Perfect. Okay, so this week, it looks like the efforts on the authorizations have paid off because Melissa and I were talking this morning and it looks like we have 19, 20 authorizations sitting in intake for Family First, which is huge. Right? That's great. We used to not have this number. So now this number, and it's, Erica, I'm just saying it now after you spoke, but it's everyone's efforts. Specifically, we're talking for this moment for Family First. Whatever you're doing is helping, okay? It's not like, oh, I tried to left a message. I could. We have 20 authorizations right now. Last week at this time, we had, I think, 9 or 8. So something is working that the authorizations are coming in. And that means now, it's intake's job to take it to the finish line. So marketing, great job. Intake, great job. Now it's about bringing it to the finish line, whether it's HR staffing or just simply putting it all together to be able to activate the case. I wanted to let you know that it's everything we're talking about, thank God got us to this point, that we have 20 authorizations in intake. And I don't know if we've ever had this amount sitting, waiting for the next step. So thank you for that. Melissa, you back?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, fine. Were you able to get something from Jasmine, or should I just go on?
Keep going, because we were having technical difficulties with her computer and my phone. Okay.
Fine. Very good. Okay, so that's what we discussed last week, okay? And like I said, the authorizations are coming in, and hopefully going to get us to our referral, our start goal of 55 for Family First and for Eagle as well. Now, I wanted to give you guys a quick update on the referrals. The referrals, meaning this past week, have been down from the week before in all the companies except for Deluxe. That means Family, Eagle, Because We Care. So after looking at those numbers and trying, obviously we're going to try to get more referrals on the quality of the calls and all that. What I want to focus on today's discussion is going to be focused around the three words of close the deal. And that means whatever we can do to close it while we have the patient on the phone. I've been listening to some calls, and there are a bunch of calls that I've noticed probably could have been done a little bit differently, and I've spoken to some of you about it just to try to work it through. And now that the referrals are a little bit lower, we have to be a little more cognizant of trying to close the deal, close the case while we have them on the phone, because whatever we do have can really, really need to turn into a start. So that's the topic. Now, how many of you feel that you do the best that you could? I mean, everyone's doing the best, but that there's a little bit more room to be able to push it a little further. I can't see this, the comments over here. I'm calling it from my phone, but actually I could see. Why doesn't everyone drop a comment on the Zoom? One, if you feel 100% confident that you're able to close every deal, meaning the viable ones, and two, if it's something that you need, you feel like you could use more techniques on. Like, watch the comments from here. Don't be shy, guys. If you're not able to put it in the comments, you could Slack it to me. Okay, so I see you wrote that you're 98% confident, but you can use more techniques. Okay, that's good. Who else? Okay, still I see you say the same thing. There's always room to improve, very good. Who else is there? Vanessa, Jasmine. Oh, Javi, thanks for your note over here.
Sure, we could, guys. We can make it happen.
So next week we're going to talk, or later today or tomorrow, I'm probably going to send out more information about it. But what we have to do is we have to try to close it. So I'm going to give you a few pointers now and then more to come, okay? The first thing is like this. If the caller hesitates, let's say you have them on the phone, they're not sure, they have to check, they're going to call their daughter, they're going to call their son, they'll get back to us, they're going to let the other agency know. Of course, put everything on a follow-up, right? So you could follow up the next day or later on that afternoon. But try to feel them out and try to see, is it something that you could jump on the call with their daughter? Okay, they say, I'm going to talk to my mother, my daughter, my spouse, I'll talk to them, I'll get back to you. Or for it to say, you know what? Can I jump on the call with you so I can answer all the questions while I'm on the phone, you're on the phone, and they're on the phone? That's something which you can do. Another option you could do is try to get a supervisor on the phone. Okay, you could ask me if I'm available. You could ask Melissa if she's available. Or try to see if it means getting another voice. Maybe it's a colleague. Sarah, if you answer a call and they're a little bit hesitant, maybe Jasmine could sway them. Or if you get someone on the call and they want to speak to, you know, a supervisor, you could put Chainsaw on the line, someone sitting next to you and say, yeah, here's my colleague, here's my supervisor. Someone who could give them just a different voice, even if it's the same information, but hearing someone else sometimes validates it. And I know this is true because I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but if you ever call someone, whether it's your insurance, a hotel to book a reservation, a flight, and you ask for a supervisor, many, many times they put their colleague on the phone. The supervisors can't answer every single call. Right? And all the caller needs to hear is reassurance. That's really what it boils down to, reassurance. Put each other on the phone and say, hi, yeah, this is Stella. This is my supervisor. How can she help you today? Okay? So try something like that. And yesterday, I listened to a call. It was a 16-minute call. I'm not going to say who one of you had. You know who you are. And there were four times in that call where the caller tried to end the call. And all four times, one of you on the phone kept pushing a little further, asking a question in a different way. And at the end of the day, the person is coming with us. And now it's an intake. Hopefully it's going to be whatever, staffed or HR'd and taken to the finish line. But there were four opportunities to drop the ball. That person, what they did was they closed the deal. Always find the route around the obstacle and the problem that's coming up. Okay, so I want everyone to write down some of those things that I just said, because like we said, if referrals are down, efficiency matters even more, and we have to try to close the deal as many, close to 100% of the time as possible. Now, of course, if it's a no-go, if it's I'll get back to you, if it's a rate, okay, certain times you're not going to be able to, but there are many times, at least one or two a day, that we could close it. And that means about 5 to 10 times a week for each company that we could close it a little bit better and a little bit quicker, okay? So that's really today's meeting, closing the deal. I gave you some ideas. I'm going to send them some more ideas later on or tomorrow as well. Melissa, Avi, do you guys have anything to add?
Yeah, I'll just jump in for 1 second over here. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay, yep. I'll jump in 1 second. So I was not on last week. I couldn't make it, but obviously 2 weeks ago, the in-person meeting in the office I was at. And I already see from 2 weeks ago to today the responses that I'm hearing, and Judah did fill me in on last week's meeting. I see the mindset, the shift a little bit in a positive way, that when Judah's asking, okay, you know, something, one takeaway, another takeaway, and it seems that there seems to be on some level a consistent response from everyone. Again, each person in their own way of saying it, but it seems like the mindset is, and in line with what Judah's trying to bring out today is to, you know, more or less close the deal is, okay, how quickly can I make this happen? Of course, efficiently, but how quickly can I make this happen and efficiently can I make this happen? Reach out for the authorization. I know one of you said following through to see if it became a start. Another one of you said jumping on, you know, the referrals as they come in quicker and making sure before the end of the day that all your follow-ups are handled and so on and so forth, just to make sure there's no black holes created and that there's no issues and that cases aren't getting lost, that it's a matter of, okay, I see a referral. My goal is to get this to the finish line, score the touchdown, start the case, and let's move on to the next one. So I definitely see from the responses a mindset shift in a positive way, and let's keep that going.
Awesome. Okay, Melissa, anything from you? Or no pressure?
No, you guys are doing an amazing job. I appreciate the marketing team taking it a step forward in regards to getting the authorization and pushing patients to want to join our agency. And just a reminder for my team, so please send an email around 4 o'clock if you need me to jump in to let me know where your cases are holding the new cases. So if I have to jump in, I'll jump in and make some phone calls, call insurances, whatever it is that I need to do so that we can all work together and get these things going.
Amazing. Very good. Guys, I'm going to send out a recap email. We'll talk next week. Let's push. Let's close. Let's start. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.